Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, Christmas time, it's usually a family time as much as possible. And when we talk to others about what are you doing for Christmas, it often involves family. And I think our first assumption is that it's family at, you know, somebody's house. But what about a Christmas gathering somewhere else? For a growing segment of Americans and international travelers, Christmas time has become a popular time to travel. And there are a couple of reasons for this. And if you've done this, you know what those are. Sometimes it's the easiest time to take time off from work between Christmas and New Year's. And also, if kids are in school, you know, that's a good time to take a vacation away from home. And the other reason is that families are more and more scattered throughout the world, not only across the United States, states next door, states across the United States and around the world, that sometimes finding sort of a central location where everybody can gather makes a lot of fun and for family time. Oh, the best places to go for Christmas are, of course, dependent on what your wishes are, what your interests are. I'm thinking if you have children in the family, then that they're going to play a really important role in where you go. But kind of two sides of the coin in terms of Christmas travel or away from home is one is that's on a sunny, warm beach somewhere, you know, especially today, you'd be thinking that would be a good place to be over Christmas is someplace that it's sunny. There's not a cold wind blowing and maybe don't care if there's snow or not. On the other hand, some people just like to dive into that snow and would choose a place that where they could ski, do other Christmas sports, or it's just very much Christmas related. So which way would you go? Or maybe you just want to go visit another family member wherever it is they live, and you're just lucky if it's in a warmer place or a snowy place, if that's what you would like to do. Now, talking about this today is a little late for those kind of plans for this year. But now, as you have family members get together, even if it's not the entire family, would be a good time to talk about next Christmas time, because the best possible way to get where you want to go is to make those plans early. So, you know, it's not too early, soon after the first of the year, to start saying, looking around and saying, this is where we'd like to go, and checking out flights, checking out prices and that sort of thing. Now, you may want to go to a resort. Many resorts have very elaborate Christmas events planned throughout the whole holiday season. But you may also want to consider going to a vacation home, having a home, a condo, where you have the whole space to yourself. And I want to talk about some of those options in a little bit. But talking more specifically about some of the places that you might want to go. Well, I'm sure that something related to Disney is high on the list if you're a kid. And actually, it's pretty high on my list, too. I love going to Disney World. But you could also go on a Disney cruise. And whole families I know have done this, where you know, get on the Disney Cruise Line ship anywhere from late November through early January. And usually they go to someplace warm like the Caribbean or the Bahamas, and sometimes even to a private island. So the whole Disney thing is a possibility. But of course, prices there, like everywhere else, are going to go up drastically during the Christmas season. So again, plan ahead, and perhaps as a group, you'll get a special deal. Well, some other places that you might not thought about. One, a very popular place to go that's pretty close to us, is Chicago. They have the Magnificent Mile, the Christkind Market, a large outdoor Christmas craft market, the Navy Pier's Winter Wonderfest, and a holiday-themed amusement park with an indoor skating rink. So Chicago goes all out for Christmas, and it's, as I say, not very far away from Southwest Iowa. Now, someplace that has probably not been on your list, I'd be surprised if it was. What about Taos, New Mexico? This is a pretty small place in New Mexico, but it boasts a magical Christmas, which incorporates a rich mix of the cultural traditions and the whole Christmas Mary and Joseph story, the luminaries, a Christmas Eve celebration planned by the American Indians there. So Taos. And then another place you probably haven't thought about, but and not too far away from Taos, is Durango, Colorado. Now, if you haven't ever been to Durango, that's a great place to go anytime. I worked in Colorado one summer, and one of our special trips was to go to Durango, and I've been there a couple times since. Really fun little town that is compared to the Swiss Alps in terms of the mountains around it. But they plan a very mountain Christmas with all kinds of special activities going on. So Durango, Colorado. And of course, there are lots of other places in Colorado. If you're a ski bunny, well, Colorado is one of the great places to go, along with a lot of other states in that area. What about going outside of the United States? Well, Old San Juan, Puerto Rico, really gets in the spirit of the season starting about 2 weeks ahead of time. And, of course, it's balmy there, but you have all kinds of holiday treats and salsa bands playing your holiday carols. Now, that's a great combination, isn't it? Salsa Christmas carols. And instead of sliding on snowbanks, you can ride the surfer's boards. So there are other places in that area that you might also want to think about going. What about back to the United States, Nashville? Hey, they go all out. Their saying is in the South, go big or go home, and they really do that in Nashville. Also, a couple of other places I might want to mention a little closer than Nashville would be the whole Branson area. There are many of the special shows that are going on, and if it's probably used up now, but again, planning ahead, there is a two-night Ozark Mountain Christmas package that includes accommodations, a $50 food and beverage credit, and a special souvenir. It includes some tickets to Silver Dollar City. All of that is, it becomes as a package, and it's a good way to go because you often get lots of benefits. Want to mention a small town that I actually got to visit last year when my brother and sister and family went to see Hearst Castle in California. But this little town that we'd love to visit is called Cambria, C-A-M-B-R-I-A. It's a small seaside village in San Luis Obispo County, located between San Francisco and Los Angeles. Well, actually, it's a little south. It's easy to get to because it's on Highway 1, and they just go all out. And friendly people, just a fun little town that probably is not on your list in terms of finding a Christmas place to go, but everybody would enjoy that. Lots of things for the kids to do too. So lots of places that you might go that, kind of think about off of the usual places to go. Now, if you're going to stay someplace, of course, as I mentioned, lots of resorts have all kinds of special things going on, but you might want to think about finding one of those vacation rentals. If you want to check some of those out, it's VRBO, Vacation Rental by Owner. FlipKey is another one, HomeAway is another one, and probably the latest one that's joined the way that you can live in somebody's home when they are not there and you have the whole home is Airbnb, A-I-R-B-N-B. And you can go online and find out about lots of those and find, people who've commented on them. So something to look for instead of going to the resort and so on, where everything is planned for you. If you go to a home, it's more like your family home setting. So let's say go online. You might want to visit with some people who have actually used those. Lots of possibilities for Christmas vacations, for travel away from home to get the whole family together. Until next time, Burton Hillis said, the best of all gifts around any Christmas tree, the presence of a happy family all wrapped up in each other.